After 7 years of public input, workshops, planning, and very detailed work, Bitterroot National Forest administrators are finally releasing their final version of the Bitterroot Front Plan, a new document aimed at a long-term approach for managing one of the most dangerous fire sheds in the U.S. With an estimated 7,000 homes along the Bitterroot Front from Darby North to Florence, the plan aims to set up a long-term approach for fire treatments, from selective logging to prescribed burns and other measures to cut the risk of catastrophic fires. Stevensville District Ranger Seth Ramon.
As you're well aware, fire season's getting longer. We're having more intense fires due to many things, including the lack of management and our ability to suppress fires over the last year. So we're really trying to reduce high-intensity wildfire, reduce that risk to responders, property, and the public.
Darby District Ranger Steve Brown wants people to know the plan is not to clear-cut the face of the Bitterroot Front and build a bunch of new roads.
The only 2 miles of new road construction we proposed is to move those roads out of the creek bottom. And in terms of clear-cuts, that's just simply not true. You know, it's entirely intermediate selective harvest. We're looking to open up the crown spacing to positively impact fire behavior, but we're not doing any clear-cuts.
Barring legal challenges, work on the first management units could start this year, but more likely next year, given the time needed to set up a forest stewardship program and offer the first contracts. We'll have more with the managers and the rangers on the plan later this hour in our Montana Newsmaker segment. One of Northwest Montana's most popular scenic destinations will look very different for visitors this summer. The U.S. Forest Service, the Kootenai National Forest, announcing that the Ross Creek Cedar Scenic Area near Troy remains under significant travel restrictions following the major flooding back in December. According to the Kootenai National Forest, the system road to get up there is severely compromised and unstable. As a result, the road is closed to all motorized vehicles until emergency repairs can be made.